This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 7th of March 2021. Today is the New Amateurs Edition, where we acknowledge those who have gained a new or upgraded licence. Sadly, we have a tribute to Lance, VK6 Lima Romeo, Silent Key, who left us last weekend. We remind you about and comment on the upcoming WIA director elections, and there's a piece by Chris VK3FY promoting his candidacy in the election. The John Moyle Field Days contest is coming up in 2 weeks, so there's another reminder today, and there's a new ham series. In fact, it's another interesting and varied issue of News West. Today, we pay our respects to Lance Rock, VK6LR, Silent Key. Lance passed away last weekend after being unwell for a while. I'm not sure how old he was, but counting on my fingers, he was the other side of 85 years old, and this side of 90. Lance was a long-time, well-respected member of the amateur radio community in Western Australia. I've yet to meet someone that didn't like Lance, in spite of some of the dreadful come-in spinner jokes that he perpetrated on us. People still liked him. Lance used to tell us stories of his early working life as an apprentice technician, then running a shop in Wellington Street and moving on to a retrovision store in Fremantle. Lance lived in Mandurah, and he and his wife Hazel raised 4 children. Their house on the foreshore of the estuary at the Hall's Head side of Mandurah was unmistakably that of a radio amateur, sporting a huge mast festooned with antennas. Lance was a member of the Peel Amateur Radio Group and a founding member of WI Amateur Radio News, as well as a regular at the weekly Prawnheads lunches. Another passion that Lance had was sailing, and we heard many tales of his exploits in club and international sailing races. So Lance leaves behind his wife Hazel and 4 sons, and he passed away peacefully on Saturday the 27th of February this year. So on behalf of the amateur radio community, I express deepest sympathy to Hazel and the family. From your many friends, Lance, with sadness and deep respect, 73, Lance VK6, Lima Romeo, now Silent Key. The funeral service for Lance will take place this Thursday, the 11th of March, at Bower and O'Day's new Mandurah Chapel. That's at 460 Pinjarra Road in Greenfields, commencing at 10 a.m. As numbers are restricted, you're asked to pre-register your attendance by emailing Lance's family, and the email address they gave is rocksong@bigpond.com. And if you didn't get to write that down, just look up the funeral announcement online at the West Australian.
Getting into the hobby of amateur radio is as simple as getting in touch with Ham College, the Northern Corridor Radio Group, or the Radio and Electronics School, and getting your foundation license. To encourage new members on air, we'd like to share with you the people who have gained, upgraded, renewed, or changed their 4-letter F call to a 3-letter call sign license in the past month. At Advanced, Chaw, Peter, Nick, Tony, and Andy. At Standard, Cole. And at Foundation, Peter, Colin, Heather, Gouday, Jin, Emmanuel, Yifai, June, Ben, Christian, Dylan, Michael, and Puck. These new numbers suggest that the AMC's backlog position is improving. For the new calls, congratulations on joining amateur radio, and if you're a dab hand, enjoy your new on-air identity. Of course, if you hear these calls on air, please make them feel welcome. In case you're wondering, there are 1,396 amateur licenses held in VK6 today.
When it comes to the question of how much money should a newcomer to the hobby of amateur radio spend setting themselves up, is it good advice to say go for broke? Welcome to New Hams the Series, and today we'll be discussing money. The little phrase go for broke can mean more than one thing, depending on context. One obvious meaning is about how much money one should spend on amateur radio. I've been asked from time to time how much the hobby will cost, and the correct answer, I believe, is how much are you prepared to spend? In terms of a bottom line, the largest amount of money you can spend on amateur radio is equal to the largest amount of money that you're prepared to spend. You've seen the photos on Facebook, websites and in magazines, a photo of a shack with about 40 boxes with knobs and dials and at least one computer monitor, and so on it goes. Some people think that looks impressive, but what you're really seeing there in the photos like that is someone's collection of radio equipment that also doubles as a shack. The reality is that most of us will equip our shacks with two or maybe three radios and a couple of pieces of ancillary equipment such as tuners. Another meaning of the phrase go for broke refers to how you engage yourself with the activity in this case being amateur radio. Going for broke in this context means that you throw yourself headlong into the hobby and do everything you possibly can to get involved. It's a great time when you're new to a hobby. It's a time when you sample many aspects and develop relationships with others in the hobby. Sometime later, this frenzy will abate and you might start thinking that you've lost it. The hobby's become boring and so on. But don't let that unsettle you. You've finished the honeymoon and hopefully you've settled into a balanced diet of work, family and hobby. This is the time when you consolidate your interests and find yourself settling into a long-term interest in amateur radio. I'm Bob VK6POP.
This is VK6ARN and you're listening to News West.
From Arthur, VK6HSV, we have news of another amateur radio news relay on citizen band repeaters in Western Australia. Did you know that the weekly amateur radio news broadcasts in WA are relayed on citizen band UHF repeaters? The relay goes out on PER 01 repeater channel 1, Wanneroo, PER 04 repeater channel 4 in Millenden, and recently added is ALB 03 repeater channel 3 in Albany. Arthur says he hopes to add more news relays to other repeaters in the near future. This is a fantastic service to amateur radio in Western Australia offered by Arthur and the Northside Radio Association. Their website is nra.org.au.
2 weeks to go. That's how long you've got until the John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest. Assuming you've already made up your mind to work this contest, you ought to be close to being prepared. You might be thinking, what's all the fuss about? How much preparation does one need to do for a contest? Fair enough. However, this being a contest aimed at portable operation, there's a bit more to think about. If you're operating as a home station, you just need to make sure everything is working as it should, and that your supply of coffee is sufficient. This is very important. Single operator stations may choose between operating from home or portable, and must perform all aspects of operating the station unassisted. But you're allowed to deploy a coffee pusher and food provider. This is also very important. Please note that multi-operator stations do not have a home category. Something that everyone needs to do is to ensure their logging program is up to date. The latest version of VK Logger is VKCL version 4.13.1, dated 15th December 2020. Now, let's look at portable operation. First, you need to find a spot to set up your station where you're allowed to be or have gained permission to be at. Because you may not use mains power, you could use solar and or battery power or a generator. Make sure that the generator doesn't annoy any neighbours. Which antenna will you use? probably the easiest for HF operation, is a single antenna that will serve for all HF bands that you'll use, such as a long wire, G5RV or doublet. For 6 meters, 2 meters and 70 centimeters, you'll need an antenna for each, or a tribander. You'll need to check your antennas and feed lines to make sure that they are sound and the connectors and fittings are securely made. If using a generator, make sure the oil is topped up and that you carry enough fuel for the duration of the contest. And do take care of the things needed for comfort and sustenance. Coffee is most important. We'll give you another reminder in next week's NewsWest Contesting Edition.
Last week we announced the online tool created by NewsWest that enables you to share a bit of information about where your John Moyle Field Day station will be located. It's not a new thing to share the location of your station for this contest. It's been going on for years via email. This online tool assembles the information in one place where it can be viewed or even downloaded. Sharing this information helps us all, especially those of us running portable stations, because it helps us to avoid setting up a site that's too close to the next mob. The info sharing tool is at our website, vk6.net.
With the Wireless Institute election of directors coming up soon, it's time for you to consider how you can make your vote count. What you'll get from each candidate is a short bio, and hopefully including something telling you what the candidate says they will bring to the board. You'll have heard some of these on the national news today, and we have one candidate who took the time to appeal to the West Australian members by providing an audio clip for the News West. So how should you vote? Well, we're not going to tell you who to vote for. However, we ask you to examine what each candidate says, and also to consider how the Wireless Institute has performed. Have they met your expectations, or have they fallen short? Should you vote to retain the status quo, or should you vote to put some new faces into the WIA board? It's your decision, and it's your vote. All we ask is that you exercise your vote wisely, after serious consideration of what is best for the Wireless Institute. Voting is by a postal ballot, and it's a bit concerning that ballot material has not been received, and considering your completed ballots are due back in the WIA office via snail mail by the 27th of March, there's a serious countdown in play. Members are asked to vote for a maximum of 4 nominees by striking out the names of nominees not voted for and returning their vote in the envelope provided before the 27th of March. Members are requested to attend to voting promptly due to apparent lengthy delays in postal delivery times. You were advised by News West last week to ensure that you advise the National Office that you have posted your vote and express your concern about the compressed timeline. The email address is nationaloffice@wia.org.au.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
Next week's News West is the contesting edition, and we'll tell you about contests coming up in the next few months. And we'll also spend a bit of time talking about the John Moyle Memorial Field Day, which is on the following weekend. Thing is, folks, you've heard our opinions about contests and how to go about them. What do you think? What about sharing your thoughts, opinions, hints and tips for contesting? You can send your story as a text document or a voice recording as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
Phil VK6GX has told us that his antennas are still down as a result of the recent bushfires, and so he's unable to broadcast the news on 160 metres on Sunday mornings. Hopefully Chris has been able to fill in for Phil. Phil said that although he has no antenna, at least he's got the power back on after a month running on the generator. Phil's had the army on site again, felling many bushfire-damaged pine trees. The recent 79 millimetres of rain and 4 days of thunderstorms this week have slowed down the clean-up efforts. So Phil's otherwise occupied rather than putting up antennas. So we wish Phil all the best for repairs to his property and to his radio gear. The Wireless Institute just today, Friday, contacted members and others who registered or expressed interest in commenting on the ACMA's consultation. The Wireless Institute has opened the poll on the recently released consultation paper that was called Review of Non-Assigned Amateur and Outpost Regulatory Arrangements. Only the government could phrase things that way. The Wireless Institute have prepared their own information paper on the subject. But before responding to the poll, and I urge you to do this, please read the Wireless Institute's information paper. In fact, I think you should look at what the Radio Amateur Society of Australia is also saying on their website and make comment to them if they're inviting it, just in order to get a broader picture of the issues before you complete the poll. There may be a lot of common ground anyway. Also, if you wish, you can make your own submission to the ACMA, as well as responding to the Wireless Institute and or RASA. The more the merrier, I'd say. In an email to Echolink email list subscribers, Jonathan Taylor, Kilo 1 RFD, the author of Echolink, said, "From time to time, it's very helpful for us to have a few beta testers to help test pre-release versions of the Echolink app on each of the three platforms, and that's Windows, Android, and iOS. If you're willing and able to help with some testing, please drop an email to beta, that's B-E-T-A, at echolink.org. Be sure to include your call sign and which platforms you're running. Testing communications are managed via a Google group, so there's an opportunity to get involved at that level."
Hi, I am Chris Dimitrievich, VK3FY, and I'm seeking your support in the forthcoming WA board election. I've been a licensed amateur radio operator since 1979. I have over 42 years' experience in the communications industry, a communications consultant, company director, and a primary producer. Married with three children, two of which are currently licensed amateur radio operators, I have been active in various amateur radio clubs, including a long-time WAA member, a WAA accredited assessor, currently an AMC assessor and vigilator, and past member of the Northern Corridor Radio Group, president of the South Pacific Contest Club since 1985, founder and current trustee of the Oz RepeaterNet, activated VK6NC in several CQWW SSB contests, supported Team Challenge in raising almost $1.8 million to help support drug rehabilitation in Western Australia. What do I believe in? Bringing greater value and transparency to the members of the WIA, greater participation of the entire amateur base, having closer partnerships with the WIA members, clubs, the ACMA, and the AMC. We need to increase the membership base of the WIA, introducing the hobby to younger generation and the community at large, involving the younger generation in competitions within the hobby. This was how I introduced my sons to the hobby through the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. Amateur radio needs to be fun, not just to the current long-term hams, but also to those who will become the future of the hobby, the as-yet-to-become hams. Providing education, technology, presentations, and study materials to members and prospective future amateurs. I look forward to serving the amateur radio community if given the opportunity. 73's Chris, VK3FY, for News West.
The Surrey Amateur Radio Club, or SARC for short, produces a bi-monthly magazine called The Communicator, which is published in the odd-numbered months. The SARC is located in Surrey, British Columbia, and their flagship call sign is VE7SAR. There's 112 pages of interesting articles and tutorials on the site. This issue has a tutorial on setting up and using FT8, probably one of the most popular digital modes at present. FT8 and similar modes have been much aligned by some amateurs with their heads firmly stuck in the last century. However, FT8 has produced excellent results and kept many amateurs on air through the recent solar minimum. And here we have a detailed tutorial on setting up and using FT8. There's another tutorial, this one about making a receive-only APRS iGate using a Raspberry Pi. The Communicator Online e-magazine has something for everyone, and the best way to find it is to use a search engine and look for Victor Echo 7 Sierra Alpha Romeo.
If it's not amateur radio, it's not amateur radio news. News West is dedicated to amateur radio for amateur radio operators. This is VK6 ARN, and I'm Bob VK6 POP.
Good morning, this is Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor with this week's helpline for the 7th of March. Very wintry start to autumn. Hope you haven't been blown away or washed away wherever you happen to be. Today I have the following from Ron, VK6 Alpha Romeo Echo. A Hanson VSWR meter, model Fox Sierra 5 in excellent condition, asking $20. There also is a Yaesu Musen VFO model Fox Victor 50, range from 80 through to 10 meters, condition unknown but looks good, any offers. Also, four frequency counters are available. A Dick Smith from megahertz up to 1 gigahertz, Victor Charlie 3165 high resolution unknown, also a Dick Smith electronics range unknown on that one, a Dick Smith kit range unknown also. Four frequency counters, any offers on those. A few ceramic valve bases of various types, 4-pin to 10-pin, any offers. Quite a few plastic valve bases, etc., any offers. 15-old voltmeter and ammeter, moving coil meters, various sizes, untested offers. Please ring Ron if you're interested in any of those items. Please contact him on 0477 662 817. Again, more slowly, 0477 662817, or email to Ron and Marie, figure2 at bigpond.com. Romeo Oscar November Alpha November Delta Mike Alpha Romeo India Echo, figure2 at bigpond.com. Next item is from Gus. He has an ICOM 756 Pro 3, mint condition, comes with manual and box, power cable, etc., $1,200, a brand new radio antenna selector. Model Mtron Echo Sierra 1. I said 300 watts last week. It's actually 3 kilowatts capable. Capable of 3,000 watts. Asking $220 on that one. It's a double changeover. You can have two radios, two antennas, and select which one you want. There's also a Kenwood Tango Sierra 950 Sierra Delta X-Ray. 150 watts output. Excellent condition. Built-in power supply manual. But no original box on that one. Contact Gus on... His phone 0407-030592. Say again, 0407-030592, or email to victorkilo6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. victorkilo6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. And John, VK6 Alpha Uniform, is looking for your help, please. He's looking for a manual for a video recorder player, model Sharp VC Alpha 460, front-loading tape player or complete unit if you have one, a Sharp VC A for Apple 460 tape player and a handbook for same particularly. If you can help John, please contact him on phone 08-9291-7908, 08-9291-7908. Or email to Alpha Sierra Alpha Lima India figure2@westnet.com.au. Again, that's Alpha Sierra Alpha Lima India figure2@westnet.com.au. And that, I believe, is all I have for you this week. Thank you for those who are listening intently, and those not, shame on you. Anyway, this is Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor with this week's signing off from this week's helpline. Thank you once again for listening. 7-3 till next week.
Thanks for joining us this week. Next week we're into contesting, and of course we'll fill you in on anything else happening in our VK6 amateur radio world. News West can be heard on air, online and on demand. Visit vk6.net to discover the many ways that you can hear us. So there's no excuse for not listening, really. So that's it for this week. There's plenty of action on the airwaves, so what else could you do but to get out there and get on air and make some noise.